Not everyone's wandering around these days staring into one screen or another. Some people are searching for real critters, as in wildlife. Lauren Silverman from Dallas member station KERA reports on a nature photography and mapping app that's bringing together biologists and citizen naturalists.
It's dusk at a park in Dallas, and white sheets are pinned up next to tall trees, fluttering like ghosts in the wind. They've been lit up with ultraviolet lights to attract moths, and a handful of people are holding up their smartphones, zooming in on the small, dark specks that fly to the cloth.
Bugs has become my obsession. And the more you look, the more you kind of have to look at the tiny things. And when you blow them up, you see that they are gorgeous.
Like a lot of bug fanatics, Annika Lindquist doesn't just take photos of moths. She uploads them to a smartphone app called iNaturalist. It's like a social network for wildlife. When you upload a photo of a moth or a bird or a fungus, the app posts your location. Then both amateur and expert naturalists help identify the species. Lindquist uploaded more than 2,000 observations on her profile. One from a few days ago is a beautiful gold beetle called a gazelle scarab.
Just the other day.
Wow. That looks nice.
Oh, my God.
iNaturalist has grown exponentially in the past few years. There are nearly 250,000 users and about 3 million observations. At gatherings like this one, put on by Texas Parks and Wildlife, people who've connected online meet in person to swap stories about giant walking sticks and learn about moths together.
It was white with yellow stripes.
Stalin Murgesapandi, an engineer by day, is one of the citizen scientists here with his smartphone. He points to a moth with feathery antenna.
This one, patterns. The antenna is very thin and tall.
Murgesapandi's passion is photography. Some of the moths we're looking at, including one that's meringue yellow and another with bands of olive green, will end up on iNaturalist, next to his pictures of fire ants and turquoise mushrooms. Sam Kieschnick is a biologist with Texas Parks and Wildlife, and he says an individual photo might not be groundbreaking, but each observation adds to our understanding of biodiversity, like a mosaic or a pointillist painting.
It's just a single dot if you look up close. But when you start to take a step back, you can get to see these patterns that start to develop.
And there have been major discoveries as a result of photo sharing on iNaturalist. In 2013, a man in Colombia uploaded a photo of a bright red and black frog. A poison frog expert in Washington, D.C. spotted it and eventually determined it was a brand new species. The pair co-authored the results in a peer-reviewed journal. One of the developers behind iNaturalist is Scott Laurie. He recalls another great discovery in 2014 when an iNaturalist user traveling in Vietnam happened to upload a photo of a snail.
A couple weeks later, a Vietnamese scientist who was a specialist in snails and slugs was going through and looking at these pictures, and he said, "Wow, I recognize this. This is a snail that was described on one of the Captain Cook voyages, and it had been drawn, but it had never been photographed, and it hadn't been seen for 100 years.
Laurie says developers are trying to make science fun, to gamify it. And the challenge is pleasing such a mixed crowd. You have to entertain both the world's foremost beetle expert and the 13-year-old kid who just wants to explore his front yard.
I think that's possible because if you think about it, natural history really is a game. It's going out there and trying to learn as much as you can about the things that you're finding in nature.
And with more than 8 million species on Earth, there's little risk you'll catch them all. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Silverman in Dallas.